For KGNU Community Radio, this is Tim Wintemute. Over the last 20 years, the Denver metro area has grown substantially. As a result, home prices have more than doubled. The median value of a home in the Denver metro area has increased from $140,000 in 1996 to over $326,000 today. Residents who cannot afford to buy a home are renting instead. The increased demand for rentals has forced many in the area to spend more of their monthly income on rent, limiting their ability to save money. I recently sat down with economist Dr. Skylar Olson to discuss the increasing housing costs in the Denver metro area and the effects it has on the economy. Dr. Olson studies economic trends in housing for the real estate database Zillow.
Denver is really one of the fastest growing markets in terms of the pace that home values are increasing over time. So if I'm looking at the whole metro, Denver home values are up 15% year over year, which is a huge gain. But if I'm looking at the city itself, you know, home values are up 12%, very big. You know, in Aurora, you know, nearby, they're up 18%. So you've got very strong growth really across the metropolitan area, but it's a bit of a 1-2 punch, right? Because it's not just home values that are going up so fast, but rents are going up very quickly as well. Now, it's not as sensational numbers, but certainly much faster than what we would consider normal. You know, metro rents are up 7% year over year. In Denver itself, you know, the city itself, you're up 8.4%. Now, this is making it harder for many people to save for that down payment, because they're paying around, you know, over 30% of their income on rent. It makes it hard to save for that down payment and break into the home buying market. But on top of that, inventory is very low, especially in the entry-level tier. So it's hard to find homes that where you can save enough for the down payment that grows and grows.
So as far as these barriers to entry into the home market, what do you think is really causing this?
You know, inventory in Denver remains really low relative to the people that are interested in buying. So we have population growth in the Denver area that is really stunning, right? You're looking at 10% growth in only 4 years from 2010 to 2014 across the Denver County, right? Now that's really high numbers of people coming into this area, but not only is it a lot of people, it's people who are chasing really good jobs. So they tend to be earning more money than the people that already live here, and that's pushing up home value prices and pushing up rents. And that's combined with the fact that inventory remains really low. So low supply and high demand pushes prices up. Now, the hope is that a lot of the multifamily supply or apartment supply that's been coming online over the past few years will continue to slow down the growth in rents. Now, they're still growing really fast, and we still expect them to grow fairly, you know, at a moderate pace over the next year. But slowdown is happening to ease off the pressure. But that won't really change the fact for many whose incomes are not growing. It'll still feel like an incredibly expensive place to live.
Mm-hmm. What other effects do you think it has on the economy? What does your study show?
So communities generally thrive better in communities where you have a range of incomes, right? So where there's a diversity and mix of incomes. So in other words, it's much more likely that someone born into a poor family will be able to move up in the world and be middle class if you live in an area where there are a huge range of types of families and incomes and there's a lot of diversity, right? It's really easy to get stuck in a cycle if you're born into a community where a lot of, you know, where it's majority poor communities also live, right? Now, the struggle is that in many of these places that are becoming really expensive, you know, we have a lot of programs across the city where they're trying to add more affordable housing, right, so that we have mixed income communities to provide this kind of mobility, you know, social mobility to be able to move up in the world, but it's still a struggle. And it creates this divide between, you know, communities where there is more mobility and people who can access that kind of area, and others that can't. So for example, you know, not a lot of families who apply for affordable housing actually ultimately be able to live in them, you know, these regulated apartments, because there still aren't enough of them for everyone and for everything to go around. So it is a struggle for, you know, community and city leaders.
For KGNU News, this is Tim Wintemute.